This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The federal government has released a new report on alcohol and drug use. About half the people surveyed said they had consumed alcohol in the previous month, and 20% said they downed more than five drinks in a two-hour period. Colorado was near the top of that list on both drug and alcohol use, and excessive drinking was already an issue in that state after at least four students died from alcohol poisoning since the start of the school year. NPR's Jeff Brady reports on the state's fight to stop students from drinking themselves to death.
Colorado lawmakers are pushing at least four bills in response to the drinking deaths. One would increase the penalties for giving alcohol to a minor. Another would track who buys a specific keg of beer. Then if the beer ends up in the mugs of underage drinkers, police could come after the purchaser. State Representative Angie Pacioni is sponsoring another bill designed to encourage kids to call 911 when a drunken friend appears sick. Pacioni says now some kids won't call the police from a party for fear they'll get in trouble.
So we're trying to maybe say we're going to go easy on you if you call because we don't want kids to die. That's the main thing. We don't want people to not call 911 because they're afraid they're going to get busted.
No one called 911 for Samantha Spady last fall. The college freshman was partying after a Colorado State University football game and passed out. Friends let her sleep it off, not knowing that what she really needed was immediate medical attention. Sam died of alcohol poisoning. Her mom, Pat Spady, recently visited Colorado's legislature to talk about the foundation she started in her daughter's name.
Our focus is just on educating not only the students, but also the parents, because we strongly believe that all education begins in the home. And we regret daily we did not talk with our daughter about the dangers of alcohol.
You might think Spady would lobby for new laws while at the Capitol, but she's not interested in that. Though she does offer lawmakers one piece of advice, don't crack down too hard on underage drinkers.
You know, when you shove a lot of things down a kid's throat at one time, I do think that they tend to rebel against that.
In fact, lawmakers did abandon a bill proposing stiffer penalties for minors in possession of alcohol or those with a fake ID. Some people argue the real problem is that college students are bombarded with messages telling them to drink. Television, at football games, and even on the walk home from class.
And on the corner we have the Sink. Moving up the street we've got Mamacita's, the Players Club, the Fox Theater, Tulagi.
Stephen Walsh is with the University Hill Neighborhood Association in Boulder. He counts more than a dozen places to buy booze just a few hundred feet from the University of Colorado campus. And he says students walk by these places advertising cheap drinks every day.
The image that they get is bar after bar after bar, and it just promotes a climate that drinking is something that's normal, you know, drinking to excess is normal.
Walsh's group is pushing a bill in the legislature that would give local governments the ability to reject more liquor license applications. With fewer bars, Walsh hopes students would develop a healthier image of what college life is all about. And in the process, he also hopes his neighborhood will quiet down a bit. The proposal from Walsh's group and some of the other bills introduced this session have been met with skepticism from some in the alcohol industry. Steve Findley heads the Colorado Beer Distributors Association.
Sound like I'm toeing the industry line here, but a lot of it starts at home. It starts with parents teaching their kids to make the right choices, and you can only legislate so much.
Findley says the industry has spent millions trying to help parents talk to their kids about drinking. Companies provide special training for people who sell alcohol, and brewers like Anheuser-Busch have been running expensive television ads for 20 years.
We've developed programs to help parents talk with their children about not drinking.
The industry isn't alone in its skepticism over legislation. Colorado's Lieutenant Governor Jay Norton heads a task force on the issue and has a background in public health.
We've seen changes happen around smoking, cultural changes around smoking, so we know we can do it around alcohol as well.
It'll take time, though, says Norton. After all, it was decades from the first Surgeon General's report before smoking became less acceptable. Lawmakers say they know it'll take time, but they counter legislation could help that change come about faster. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.